You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Well, welcome to WCNO's production of Wednesday Live. 1 hour of live stuff, Karen. It's also sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, a wonderful gathering of Treasure Coast pastors, business leaders, who come together really to bring the unity of Christ into this area, to bless churches together. And thank you for your sponsorship of Wednesday Live. I'm David Francoeur, and Karen Hubbard is here with me. Yes. Say hello, Karen. And
hello, Karen. I'm right here.
Right. Well, you know, that's an old line, but it never ceases to get a laugh.
It's still funny.
And Jonathan and his family are out of town having a much-deserved vacation after all the things that they've been through and all the stuff that's been going on. And so God bless them and keep them safe and comfortable up there in the mountains, a place where I love to be someday.
Well, you know, they originally went up there for their vacation.
Several months ago.
He got COVID, so that kind of ruined his vacation.
Well, it wouldn't have done mine any good either, I'm telling you. But praise God, there's the testimony.
That's right.
God's healed him. I mean, he came close to the edge.
He was very, very close. And thank God he had a friend that was a doctor that was able to help him to obtain treatment for that.
Amen. What a blessing. And Father, we thank you for already knowing ahead of time he needed that healing. And, you know, that's true for all of us. God already knows our needs before we even ask, right?
That's right.
Start coughing and hacking and, you know, whatever else is just become before God, and he has a plan for our lives. He knows how to take care of that. Speaking of which, that suggests prayer. And I wanted to begin today with some prayer. Prayer requests that we have received. Karen, you have from an angel, someone that did not want to be acknowledged by name, but has a very important prayer request.
Yes, and this lady is writing in saying that her husband is very ill. He's diabetic. He's physically unbalanced. He's a Vietnam vet, and she's also a caretaker for her mother, and she's under a great deal of stress. And then also in their finances. So let me just lift her up right now. Father God, we just lift up this lady, our sister in Christ, Lord God. And Father, we just come around her, Lord. Father, we just ask, oh God, that you would surround her with your songs of deliverance, God.
Lord Jesus.
Father, as she is taking care of her husband, we ask that you would strengthen her, Lord God. And Father, actually, that she would just release all of it to you, Father, because you are the one
Jesus.
Who will take care of him. Lord, we just ask that you would just be her comfort. And we just pray for healing for her husband.
Yes.
Lord, whatever's going on, the diabetes and every other issue that he's dealing with, Father God, we just speak life to him.
Yes.
Lord, and we just say, God, just because we're getting older does not mean we have to get sick.
Amen.
So, Father, I just speak healing over him now in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, oh God, to touch his life, to touch those areas that are broken in his life, Lord God, and bring mending and healing to him. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, we give you glory and we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching him and healing him.
Yes.
Because healing is in the atonement. And Father, we just thank you that is one of your benefits. You forgive all our sins and you heal all our diseases and you redeem our lives from the pit. And then you crown us with love and compassion so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. And we just speak that over him today, Lord God.
Lord Jesus.
Father, that you would strengthen him and renew him, Father, and help him to get his life back in the straight area where he can be an effective witness for you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord. And then for our dear sister, Lord, we just pray again that you would give her strength as she is a caretaker, both for him and her mom, and Father, that you would refresh her, give her time to be alone with you, God, and bring others along to help
Amen. Her. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And I wanted to add a prayer for Karen's husband, Kevin. And Kevin has been in the hospital. He's got some back issues. And but we know, we've talked about this, we know that God is moving in his life in a powerful way.
Amen.
God is going to reveal himself and bring healing into Kevin's life. But I just wanted to hold him up to you, our brothers and sisters in Christ in our listening area. So let's pray for Kevin. Father God, we're so grateful to have this opportunity to lift our brother up to you. Father, and you truly know his needs greater than anyone, even the doctors who have been helping him, looking at him, diagnosing and all of that, and that you have a track that you put him on for healing. You have a plan.
Amen.
For his restoration. And we don't know what it is exactly, but you do, and it's perfect. Father, we just thank you for the healing you're bringing into Kevin's life. We thank you that you are going to completely move in his life to restore him in every aspect. Yes, his body, which has been very painful as of late, but also in his mind and in his spirit. Lord, when you speak of transformation for your believers, it is a body, mind, and spirit movement, and it happens throughout our lives. And so at this stage in Kevin's life, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father God, that you are moving, you are working in his life, and that those who know him will see your hand and give you glory as we do today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go to, there's a promo here on a new program that's starting on Saturdays, Melodies of Praise, and then some music. And then while we're doing that, we're going to have two wonderful guests come into the studio to share from their hearts with you in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Sister Sonia C., your Happy Radio host, inviting you to join me every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. on Melodies of Praise. It's a program with a difference where we magnify the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in songs of praise, prayer, and words of inspiration. We are reaching people and changing lives through the love of Christ right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsbrook, CEO of Taken TV. Join our growing network. For more information, log on to our website at takennetwork.tv. Host your own show or be a sponsor of one of our shows.
Time for a new kitchen? Floridian Kitchens specializes in quality cabinetry, design, and craftsmanship with locally sourced products to fit your vision. We are conveniently located in Stuart and can be reached at 772-324-0998.
Well, welcome back to Wednesday Live, and we have some guests in the studio. They're programmers here at WCNO. Dervin and Sheila Suarez, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I better put you on the air.
Yeah, you better.
Hey, you know what? I learned this from Jonathan.
Because we could hear him, but nobody else could.
Right. Okay. Oh, say that greeting again, folks. I'm sorry. Welcome to WCNO.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's good to have you with us. We're so blessed to have you here today, and we're so blessed that the Lord led you to have a program here. Fairly new program here at WCNO, and your program airs on Saturdays at 7 p.m., I believe.
Yes.
And yes, thy word is a lamp, which I love that scripture. But tell me what the Lord said to you as you were putting this vision together, what his goal that he's given you to produce in this program and touching souls and bringing the word of God.
All right, I'll hand that off to my wife in a little bit, but I was thinking, you know, the Lord lay, you know, my spirit, and I've done a couple of Bible studies here and there, and then the Lord started talking to me about impartation, mm-hmm. you know, of his word. And when I went to my wife with what I'm thinking of, and then she will give you the story, what the Lord told her, we were actually on the same page.
Excellent.
Okay. I believe the Lord is calling the body of Christ back to the word of God, Amen. Back to the Bible. And when we were thinking of this Bible, of this radio ministry, the Lord said, just reminded me that his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. And we know that scripture very well from Psalm 119, mm-hmm. 105. Thy word is a lamp to my feet.
Amen.
So that word illuminates us wherever we are, wherever our feet are planted.
That's
and
right.
also, and it takes us on the path where we are going. So this life is a journey. And without the word of God, we are going to fail. We are going to stumble. We are going to fall. Because the word of God is what illuminates our pathway and gives us that ability to continue on and to do whatever God has called us to be. So I believe the Lord is calling us back.
Amen.
To obeying the word of God, not just be hearers only, deceiving ourselves, as James said, but doers of the word.
Do you feel that in these days that there's more of a sense of urgency about that?
Yes, I believe so. And I believe the Lord is calling the body of Christ to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. But if we really believe that the word of God is the power of God unto salvation, then we're going to proclaim it. Whatever avenue we can find to bring the word out, there's an urgency. I believe there is one. And we, the body of Christ, we pray that the body of Christ will start to feel that urgency, that everybody everywhere will see the need to proclaim the good news.
Amen. We all here at the station have a growing sense of urgency as well about that. When we consider when we hear the Holy Spirit calling us to unity, we also know that there are some barriers to unity. Ma and Pa are going to come in toward the end of the program, and they have a story about that. But what have you experienced? What are your struggles that you have experienced in your ministry, in your life, that have to do with hitting those barriers in and among the Christian community to unity?
Well, what happens is that most people have, what I would say, have lost focus. And when we have lost our focus, who is Christ Jesus, then there is going to be disunity.
Yes.
You know, we might not agree on certain things, certain methods of delivering the word, but we all must agree that we have one mission, and that is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So we can't let small matters cause us not to be obedient to what God has called us to be. For he has given us the great commission, go and make disciples. So we have to be obedient to his will and not allow the little things, little barriers that sometimes come up. I might not agree with that the scripture, you know, the interpretation of the scripture and all those things. Some little things, somebody might interpret it another way and you say, no, that person isn't right. And we cause these things to cause this great barrier between us. But God is calling the body of Christ to unite and come together as a mighty force, bringing forth the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The program that you produce every week, the lamp unto my, I've got my notes here to get
thy
it right.
Word
my
is
word
a
is a lamp. Yes, yeah. Thy word is a lamp. I could think of the lamp unto my feet, which is a very similar meaning. But as you were led by the Holy Spirit to produce this program and to air it every week, how do you see the program being effective in accomplishing the tasks that God has put before you in terms of Christian unity?
Well, the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when we hear this word that comes forth every Saturday, and we decide to apply this word, then we are going to be united, because there is no division in Christ.
Yes.
And if we are in him.
Amen.
Completely devoted to the word and cleaving to what Christ says and decide to obey, then there won't be any disunity.
Amen.
But we have to come to that place of trusting in God's word. So I believe as these words go forth and people purpose in their hearts to obey the word.
Amen.
It's about obeying the word.
Yes.
And if we purpose in our hearts to obey it, we're going to see the change. We're going to see the love start to grow. For when we love one another, there won't be any disunity. It comes again to the word love. Loving one another, then the world will see Christ in us and come to glorify him.
I'm hearing you talk about one of the commands Jesus gave his church was to love one another as I have loved you.
Yes.
Right, and that is primary.
Yes.
And the word of God is food.
Amen.
For the people of God. And it seems to me that some folks have been going to the fast food place, you know. I'm just saying, is that your impression as well? By the way, we know we're not downing any churches. We're not bashing any denominations, but we are speaking a truth, an overarching truth that applies to all of God's people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so how does in your heart, if you were to sit down and tell us today, the one driving force behind the mission God's given you, and the vision God's given you, how would you put that into words?
Well, I believe the vision that God has given me is that his word is all powerful. His word is able to do what we naturally cannot do. So if we start to believe the word of God,
amen,
and know that his word is alive and active, his word is spirit and it is life,
amen,
then when we start to eat of that word, we won't be hungry anymore.
Amen.
Our satisfaction will be in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
He is our all-sufficient God. So we want to come to know him. My desire, as Paul said, that I may know him.
Yes.
We want to know him. Know Christ Jesus. Not only know about him. Know about him is good, but we want to personally know him.
Amen.
So we pray today that those who are hearing will see the need to start to seek the Lord. For he said, if you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. And there is no doubt about it. His word is true.
Amen.
And when we start to go out and search for him through the word. But I was reading this morning, and it's in Hosea 4, verse 6. He said that my people perish because of what? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because
yes.
Why? Why? Because they have rejected my word. So
amen.
When we come to understand that we need to believe God's words and practice it, and we are going to see the change because the word does the work.
Amen.
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 I have to tell you, and this, you have touched on a passion of mine, and because I'm a believer, and I know Karen has the same passion, and I believe everyone that has come to know Jesus Christ in their heart shares this passion. But there's also in Christianity at large, I think, a lack of understanding about the difference between knowing Jesus up here in your head and having an intimate relationship with him in your heart. And I would you've said it so wonderfully already, but I would love for you to witness to that intimacy that we are called to have with Jesus.
Yes. The Bible tells us in John 3, Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. He knew the words.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the law, the Torah. But he did not have an intimate relationship with the God of the Bible.
Amen.
So Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit.
Mm.
And many times we just haven't had knowledge of who Jesus is.
Mm.
We can recite the scripture and say John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, we can just recite it, will have everlasting life. But we are not born of the Spirit.
Mm.
We have to be born from above.
Yes.
The Bible said we were dead in our sins and in our trespasses, and he has quickened us. He has made us alive. So we have to be born of the Spirit. We can't be going around with just being a member of a church. But we truly want to come to know Jesus. The Word of God, Jesus himself said, not many people are going to be saying, Lord, Lord. But they're not going to enter into the kingdom. Why? Because they did not really have an intimate relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
In John 15, he tells us to stay connected to him who is the vine. We are only the branches. From him we get our sustenance.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We first have to be born again. And when we start to eat of the word, then we find ourselves being spiritually nourished. And we grow to love him more, and we grow to love his people.
Amen.
For we can't say we love him and don't love his people. So it comes back down for us to be first, be born again, born of the Spirit. Hear the word of God and believe on the word of God in our hearts. It has to be a heart thing.
Amen.
The head knowledge thing won't do. It will not last. But a heart knowledge of him, and the more we start to seek him through his word, the more we get to know him, and the more we love him and love his people.
That's true. That's basic gospel truth right there. It disturbs me, and I think it disturbs you too, how many people turn away from that truth. You know, they're with the folks we call the lost. You know, the least, the lost, the people who they can't grasp, or they won't grasp the truth of that. And I'm my opinion is it's fear. They're afraid of something, and I think we all know folks like that. I've been there before I knew the Lord. I was very afraid of even approaching him, you know, and the enemy made me afraid of him because he tells great lies. I mean, I don't say great in that I'm approving his lies, but I'm saying he's a very good liar.
Yeah.
You know, but what would you say right now? Because I know there are people listening today, some that do not know Jesus, and maybe they turned into this station, tuned in accidentally, but it was always the Spirit, or maybe they intentionally are listening for some kind of guidance that they can latch onto that would challenge the lies that they've been told about the gospel. Well, just what has God given you that you could say to these people today?
Well, we have to approach God in a childlike manner.
Mm.
Not a childish manner, a childlike manner. We have to come trusting that his words are true. When we hear that Jesus Christ saves, we want to believe that it is so. Whatever the Bible says, whatever the word of God says is true. I chose to believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Mm. I chose to believe that he came, he's the Son of God. He lived here on earth for 33 years. I chose to believe what I hear. For the Bible tells us faith comes by hearing. And Amen. Once we have heard the word, that same word is going to be held against us.
Amen.
Because we didn't respond to the word. So it's about responding to what we are hearing. When we hear the truth of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will bring conviction to us.
Mm-hmm.
Let us pay attention to the convictions that are coming to our hearts.
Amen.
Convictions are coming. The word brings conviction. But what do we do? Do we just ignore that conviction? Or are we willing to say, yes, Lord, I need you. I need a Savior. I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. And when we come to understand that we all need a Savior, mankind cannot save himself. But there is a Savior who was sent from heaven to save us. He came, he died, he rose again, and he ascended on high. And the Bible said, he sits at the right hand of the Father, ever live to make intercession for us. So
Amen.
It's for us to believe that word, believe the word, and choose to follow Jesus.
In a moment, I'm going to ask ask you to share your testimony. But before I do, because we're right in a place where I believe the Holy Spirit has brought conviction to some of our listeners, would you please pray for them right now to receive Christ?
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you right now that you are God. You are with us. You are our hope. We thank you, mighty God, that you are calling weary souls to you. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are at work. We thank you, oh God Almighty, for the people who are convicted at this moment, that Jesus Christ, you are here and you are calling them to you. Father God, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will make the choice to follow you. Father God, your words remind us, as Jesus said, come unto me, ye that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus. Father God, there are many at this moment, oh God, who are restless in their souls, Jesus. But we pray right now, oh God, that they will come to you and they will say yes to you and find that sweet rest. Father God, they will come to a place of confession, confessing their sins, oh God, and coming to know and believe that you are their only Savior. Father, we thank you right now for the many souls that are coming to you right now. And we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will grow to love you and to walk in your will. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Tell you what I'm going to do is, before I ask you for your testimony, we're going to go to a little music. And this is entitled, very appropriately, Jesus Reigns.
Jesus Amen. Reigns. You know, that song is by Shanine, who is the daughter of Dervin and Sheila.
You know, I didn't know that till you mentioned it. And this was a Holy Spirit thing, because we just were letting what play what's already in the queue.
That's
we didn't
right.
pull it up, but God pulled it up.
That's
so,
right.
you know, but this is from the album Surrender to Liberty by Shanine Monique. And, this is one of 10-12 tunes that she has on there.
It's all original music.
All original music. Praise uh-huh. God. What a ministry.
Just beautiful. We, you know, we have a few songs in the system, and, you know, as time goes on, I'm going to add more. So, you know, we just listen to them before we add that music in. But we know they're all beautiful songs. But we just want to make mention that the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a sponsor of this program. And they are a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities that we reside, work, play, and pray together, their mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, you can reach them at 772-324-9313, or you could go to their website, tccalliance.com.
Thank you, Karen. And I just remind you, we have in our studio today Dervin and Sheila Suarez. They're programmers here at WCNO, and their program, Thy Word is a Lamp, airs every Saturday at 7 p.m., which is a great time, by the way. God picked that too, I'll bet. Yeah. But I would love to hear your testimonies. How did you meet Jesus?
Well, I can say that's a long story.
Okay, there's well, so I can tell you we don't have that time, amount of
yes,
time, brother.
I know that.
I know. Can you kind of scrunch it together for me?
Bless the Lord. I remember it was years ago. I was under conviction, so to speak, by hearing the word of God. I was raised in a Christian home, and I was one of those young teenagers that, you know, got saved every week. And then by Monday, I'm back into the old ways. But God, you know, was speaking to my heart. And, you know, I did surrender. I remember that night when I walked to the altar, and that was many years ago, and it's no turning back.
Amen.
And I've been seeking the Lord passionately. By no means a perfect human being, but I'm trying my best to obey his word and to do what he require of me. And the Lord been keeping me, as you know, he does nothing else but keeping us if we allow him to. And I'm pressing on, and I'm doing you know what the Lord require of me. I have a part of this I just throw everything in one here, a part of this lesson here that we've been doing. And it's Psalms 119 and verse 9 as a scripture, asks a question, wherewith a young man, how can a young man cleanse his ways? And then the answer was given, by taking heed thereunto the word of God. And that is one of my mission that I'm actually now pushing towards the youngster, try to teach them the word of God. Because sometimes we see in our life, we do so much things with the kids. We teach them to have this fun and everything, which is good. But we can see the world is doing it so good out there. So when we get the opportunity, we teach them the word. They're not too young to learn. We teach them the word. So that's basically where I'm at now. But I'm moving on, and God is good.
He always is. Well, I you know, I have a feeling that you're going to be back here at some point down the road. On Wednesday Live, and we'll get to hear more of that testimony. I was going to ask you, Sheila, tell us a little bit about how you met the Lord and how your life has been since then.
My life is, I grew up in a non-Christian home. My parents weren't Christian. But I remember my mom got saved. I was about maybe 19 years old then. My mom got saved, and I could see the change in her. You know, my mom wasn't the same. And you know, and somehow it started to spark, you know, this interest in the things of God. But I really wasn't going to church or anything. But maybe about a year after, they had a crusade in my district. I'm originally from Jamaica. And I decided just to go with the other young girls, you know, just to see what's going on. And I was there on the outside, standing and listening to the word of God. And it shows how powerful the word of God is. The gospel came forth with such power.
Yes.
And I saw myself. I used to think that I was a good child. But when the gospel was proclaimed, I see myself as a sinner. And I ran to the altar, literally ran to the altar, weeping.
Praise God.
And when I went there, I couldn't do anything else but surrender to Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And he has been keeping me from that time. It's over 36 years. He has been keeping me, and he's everything to me. He's my source. I have no other source. So I keep running to him.
Amen.
He said, come boldly to the throne of grace.
Yes.
And obtain mercy and find grace. And that's what I do daily. And he sustains me by his mighty power. God bless you.
That's a wow. And that's the thing is, I mean, I've heard several hundred, maybe thousand testimonies in my time as a minister, and they're all uniquely different because we're all different people, but the common ground is what Jesus does when he comes into a person's heart. And from you, Dervin, and you, Sheila, I have heard he got a hold of you. And he's not going to let you go. He said he wouldn't, right?
Amen.
He said, behold, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. And yeah, sometimes we turn. You know, we're human beings, right? I'm a sinner saved by grace, but I'm still a sinner. And there are times my humanity gets in the way. But that's what repentance is for. And bringing up that word, I'm just going to ask you, this sounds like a strange question, but what does repentance mean to you?
Well, repentance means to me, it's a change of mind. And when your mind is changed, you don't go back and do the same old thing. You know, it comes from the Greek word metanoia, which means a change of mind. And the word of God tells us in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Then you will know what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. So when we repent, we turn from our old ways and we turn to God. So we don't just turn and left in mid-air. We have to turn to the Word, turn to Jesus Christ, who is the Word.
Amen.
So we turn from our sins and turn to Jesus Christ.
And that's, Dervin, you probably have a similar response to that.
Yes. Basically, it's the same. Repent. You think of you're thinking of a 180 turn.
Mm-hmm.
You're turning back to the high place, who is Christ Jesus. Repent. Turn back. And you can even think of one of my Bible teacher always teach and talk about repent, the penthouse, the highest place, who is Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn back. You do that 180. That's what repent is. You're going the wrong way. So you turn back. You turn back to him, who is Christ Jesus. The Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Amen.
And the Word is God. So we turn back to Word, the living Word, who is Jesus Christ. So basically, that's what we have to do. Whenever time we're not flawless, and whatever time we go off track, we turn back.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
That every now and then you can hear the clunk, clunk of me going off track. And I'm heading for a derailment, you know, and I know that. But thank the Lord that he saved me and he gets me on my knees.
Yeah.
But I know there's a lot of people in the world today that just seems to be, as I'm exposed to our culture, that don't even think they need to be saved. They don't think there's anything wrong. But there is. Well, and in a word or two, what would you tell those people to get their attention?
Well, the Bible tells us that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we are all sinners.
Yes.
And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is a gift of God. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So even though we are sinners, the Lord has prepared a way for us. So we can either receive the gift or reject it. So we pray today that those who are here will say, I want to receive the gift of salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
And Dervin, did you have a word you wanted to share with us?
Well, basically, it's the same where, you know, Sheila just said, you have to turn to the Word. That's the only thing can cleanse us. Because as I repeat a couple of times, Psalms 119 verse 9, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed unto the Word of God. The woman with the alabaster box, when she came to Jesus, you know, she run to love. The woman with the issue of blood, she run to love, which is, we see what Jesus does in the scripture, you know, the cleanser, the healer, the redeemer, the reformer, you know, just at all times, just turn to Christ Jesus. That's why we are a simple gospel. Mm-hmm. Turn to Jesus Christ. One of my all-time favorite Bible teacher, the Reverend Billy Graham, look at most of his messages. Come.
Exactly.
Come. And that's what we are saying, actually. Come. Simple. Mm-hmm. Come. Jesus is here. Arms stretched wide open. Come. Come.
Amen.
And it works all the time. 100%. Love.
Every time.
Amen. Come to love.
Amen. Yeah. Well, I'd love for you all to stay. We have we have some friends from the rural part of Florida, from Bickers Corner, who are going to be in today to share with us a story from their life. Ma and Pa are here now. And normally, Jonathan narrates the story, but he's out of town. So our good friend, Basil Dumpley Smith, is here to narrate. It's already been established that Ma and Pa are strong Christian leaders in their church, as well as in the community of Bickers Corner. During the last year, while our nation and the rest of the world was struggling with COVID-19 and all the challenges that came with it, Ma and Pa were led by the Spirit of God into deep and profound prayer. They grew much stronger spiritually, and their zeal to serve the Lord and proclaim the gospel became much more acute. Even as they have been talking and taking more leadership responsibility in their church, they've also found a growing interest in other churches in Bickers Corner. They'd begun reaching out to other Christian leaders. Some of this was just for mutual support. But there was an added benefit in this manifested in gaining a more detailed understanding of the various denominations in the Bickers Corner churches represented. In all of this, God has been working to unite his church. Ma and Pa know this deep in their hearts, and this revelation has galvanized them into an ecumenical mindset, hoping to serve the Lord in this way in their own community. However, Christian unity has always been met with mixed reviews among the participants. Considering the sense of urgency Ma and Pa perceive in their spirits, their hopes for a stronger unity among Christians clashes with some long-held traditions. Pa brings home such a challenge today. Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, sure do, Pa. I'm just mending a pair of overalls. You know, and I'm curious, how did you get both legs torn up so badly?
Oh, well, it was a couple of days ago. I was working in the East 40. I've been getting the ground ready to plant, and I was nearly done when I come on a bunch of dogs fighting. I mean, they was a-going at it.
Land sakes, Pa.
I recognized Luke Bennett's hounds and Fred Dolan's sheepdog, and even old Bessie Martin's three-legged chihuahua was in the mix.
So what'd you do?
Well, I had to stop the tractor because they didn't run away. You know, I didn't want to run over them, so I had to finish before dark. And I'm getting pressed for time, so I walked off the tractor, and I went right up to that dog, Mealy, and I started yelling at him to get.
Well, I'm guessing they just didn't get, because you wanted them to.
Nah, but I kept one of them air horns on the tractor, you know, so as I took it with me, and I blew it right at them. That got their attention for sure. They stopped barking and growling and just looked at me. That old air horn can sure put a scare in anybody, Ma.
Well, so how on earth did you get your overalls torn up?
Well, once I had their attention, I looked at them real hard. You know, I gave them my "you done got my dander up" face. Well, them dogs started to back up and whine. They got their tails between their legs and they just ran off.
Well, that's wonderful, Pa, but you ain't yet explained the damage to your overalls.
Yeah, well, old Bessie's three-legged chihuahua didn't get the memo, I guess. She tore off in my direction, took a big leap, and sunk her teeth right into the right leg of my overalls. Well, she was holding on tighter than a miser onto their money. Well, I got a hold of her and I pulled. And the cloth tore and she let go only to put a bite onto the left leg. I mean to tell you, Ma, she was out of control.
Oh, my, Pa. How'd you get her off of you then?
Well, I didn't. At least not right away. I know we only had 30 minutes or so to finish before dark. So I just hobbled back to the tractor with her hanging from my leg, got back on and finished the field.
Well, what did the dog do?
She just hung there from her teeth till I got back to the barn. When I got off in the tractor, I looked at her eyes and they was closed. Ma, she'd fallen asleep. So as I carefully pried open her jaws and put her down on a pile of empty feed sacks.
Well, I'm sure glad you told me that story, Pa. But why didn't you tell me it when you put your overalls in the mending pile?
Well, to tell you the truth, Ma was kind of embarrassed. I mean, I ain't never had a chihuahua get the best of me, ever.
Well, there ain't nothing to be ashamed of, Pa. We can't ever win a fight, and you know that.
Yeah, I know we can't win them all, but I guess that brings me to the reason I wanted to talk to you.
Well, I'm all ears, Pa. What's on your mind?
You know, in our prayers, we've been hearing from the Lord about working with all the area churches. I mean, he done put a big urgency on this.
That's right, Pa. You know, I remember that scripture from Romans 15, verse 4 to 6, what God had given us. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and hope, the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify the God, our God and Father, of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, that's the scripture, Ma. That's the one. You know, that's got in there about living together in harmony and all that. And we know God's moving today to bless his church with unity. I mean, he wants every Christian working with their brothers and sisters from every denomination.
Amen, Pa. That's the vision he's given the church today. The revival he's got promised means that Christians can't have anything getting in the way of the gospel.
So true, Ma. And he gives us this calling to reach out to all the churches around us to start the process.
For sure, Pa. And you were going to get with all those pastors and lay leaders and the churches in Bickers Corner to set up some kind of conference.
Yeah, and that's the issue, Ma. I ain't exactly had great success doing that.
grandpa. We know there might be some resistance at first. I mean, we've been knowing these folks in Bickers Corner all our lives. They're all kind of comfy in their individual churches.
Well, I know that's true, Ma. And I ain't got any problems with someone being comfortable, you know. But now the Lord is calling his people together, you would think any Christian would be delighted to move in that direction.
Well, that scripture from Romans 15 was written by Paul right at the beginning of the church. Back then, there wasn't over 30,000 denominations like there is today. There was just that one body of Christ.
And yet, we're now in the 21st century, and somehow we got to get the message to God's people that he wants a church today like it was back then.
Oh, Pa, we got to trust God.
Like my talking to the other church leaders, I get the idea that the mainline Christians don't feel totally comfortable around other Christians, like charismatics, Pentecostals, and such.
Well, we know that's an issue, but God is sure able to work around all that.
Oh, I believe that, Ma. It's just that getting this conversation about Christian unity started is more painful than cleaning out my ears with a pitchfork.
Oh, for sure, Pa. And I wonder...
I mean, let's talk to the Pentecostal folk. I talk to them all the time, and they're all for getting together. But then they get kind of twitchy thinking about being around Christian folk what don't believe in the Holy Spirit working today. You know, miracles, speaking in tongues, all of that. And the mainline Christians seem afeard of Pentecostal and charismatic folks, like any kind of passionate worship might ruin their liturgical experience.
Yeah, I know there's some differences in the churches, Pa, but every Christian church has one thing in common. That is Jesus and the gospel message.
Yeah, I know. And that's kind of the burr under my saddle, Ma, that some Christians are so invested in the differences they have with other churches, they can't get together on what's common.
You know, Pa, I'm reminded of the story you just told me about them dogs fighting in the East 40.
The dogs? Now, what in tarnation got your mind to connect them dogs with Christian unity?
Well, just think about it. They're all dogs, right? I mean, they're different kind of dogs, but at the heart of it, they're all the same species, right?
Yeah, I guess, but...
So, listen up, Pa. Them dogs are fighting because there's something they believed was different about them, and that difference set them up against each other.
Hmm. Why, Ma, you're a genius. That's exactly why they was fighting.
So, instead of chasing them off, how could you have gotten them to calm down and stay together without fighting?
Ma, you're going to have to go all the way with that thought. I can't figure it out.
If you had some dog food and you put down a bowl of it before each dog, they probably would have quit their fighting right away and they could get fed.
Oh, Ma, your mind is like a steel tarp.
I believe that's a trap, Pa. But my thinking, that's also the answer for this calling to get our local churches together.
You know, it just came to me, Ma. In John's Gospel, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. You're talking about praying for all our brothers and sisters, asking God to stir up that hunger for Jesus. Then he'll inspire them to come to the conference and get fed. And our Jesus will bring his peace.
Well, Pa, that's surely the goal God has set before us. Let's get to praying and look for the Spirit of God to move in the hearts of our Christian family right here in Bickers Corner, and everywhere else, too.
Well, while Ma and Pa still have a daunting task before them, they have been given a godly revelation that will eventually enable the body of Christ to come together. God's promised revival in our nation and the world will require a knitting together of the hearts and minds of all Christians. When a shared passion for leading lost souls to Christ overcomes the barriers that divide us, the church will truly become the body of Christ, providing the saving food and drink of our Savior to those so very hungry for them.
Amen.
Well, and that's Ma and Pa for today. And I thought it was interesting how it kind of interfaced with the message that you've been bringing. And so I think we can say the Holy Spirit's in this.
Amen.
We have a few minutes yet before we have to go. And I would just, Dervin and Sheila, I would just love to hear you, whatever God's put on your heart in these next few minutes, just to share it.
All right. Quickly, I'll jump in and out.
Okay. Don't hurt yourself now.
No, okay. I promise you that.
Man on a mission.
Right. We heard so much about success, which Who don't love to be successful?
Amen.
Who don't? Everyone want to be. But what success are we thinking here as Christian? What kind of success? How successful we want to be in our walk with life, with Christ, in our secular life? How much we want to be successful? My word to that, in saying that, is the word of God said in Joshua 1 and verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." I'm reading from the King James Version. "But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all, to all that is written therein, to all that is written there in this book. For then thou shalt, that it shall make thy ways prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." So just in a nutshell, it goes to say success come from the word of God.
Amen.
The application of the word. We see it. It's so much in the scriptures. We read of the of Solomon. He testified of the great things of God. "All this, all that I have is vanity, is just vanity. The things of God, that's what matters." And for me, in a nutshell today, success is the things of God.
Amen. Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
Amen. True success. You're right.
Bless the Lord. And the Lord is just calling us back to be obedient to his command. And in John 15, verse 12, he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And I remember just, you know, asking the Lord, you know, show me, how did you love us? It's not that I didn't know, but I just want to have it so clear. And he said, "I will love you sacrificially, unconditionally, and with pure motives." And he's calling us to love the same way, love one another sacrificially. There are some things that we have to lay down. And when it comes to unity again, there are something we have to put aside to have that unity in the body of Christ.
Amen.
So we're going to love sacrificially, unconditionally, and with pure motives. No strings attached, but loving people because they are created in God's
Amen.
Image.
Amen.
And of course, that pure love is from the Lord.
Amen.
Mediated through us.
Amen.
Which is the blessing and the best. Dervin and Sheila, I want to thank you so much for sharing this time with us. It's been a true blessing. And folks, you can have more of Dervin and Sheila. And especially, I think, Sheila, you do most of the teaching right on the program. But Dervin's right there behind you as a true man of God and a husband,
he
supporting and praying.
Too.
And you know, so I know that it's really a team effort.
Yes.
And their program is entitled Thy Word is a Lamp. And it's on every Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. And I guess we're about ready to wrap it up. Karen, you have any last words?
I don't, but I mean, I just really appreciate Dervin and Sheila. Their program started on July 3rd. And, you know, they come into the studio and I help produce that for them. And, you know, I just really want to say you guys are such a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
You know, and it's the word. It's because the word of God is living and powerful. So it's wonderful, you know, to sit here and produce your program and get to listen to, you know, the word, all that you're teaching. And we just really appreciate you guys. And we're so happy that you're here at WCNO.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You. Oh, thank you. And to you folks, thanks for listening to Wednesday Live. It's a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. For information relating to their mission and ministry, go to TCC Alliance. That's TCCAlliance.com. And until next Wednesday, may the Lord shower you with his blessings.